Mr. McNally was a hard-working man. Sunday was his day of rest. But when the stork brought him two beautiful twins, he never got any rest. Mrs. McNally, every Sunday at 9, tucked both the kids in the car. She'd turn to him and say, Mac, it's a lovely day. Then with the carriage he'd start. Then he'd push it along, stop and shake his head a little, push it along, stop and mop his brow a little. Married life's a trap, I always do it. Why did I do it? Why did I do it? Then he'd push it along. Both the kids would start to holler, everything went wrong. To a bride and groom one morning, he said, let this be a warning. Then he'd push it along. There, my two little tootsie-wootsies. Don't cry, me little darling. Ah, sure, your pappy's too little lovey-dovey. He'd pick up the baby's rattle, murmur, life's an awful battle. Then he'd push it along. After a while, when both the babies could walk, Mac heaved a sigh of relief. He took the carriage and he threw it away, but his vacation was brief. Old Mr. Stork returned and left in his care two bouncing babies, and then, although it broke his heart, Mac bought another car. Then he went at it again. Then he'd push it along, stop and shake his head a little, push it along, stop and mop his brow a little. Married life's a trap, I always do it. Why did I do it? Why did I do it? Then he'd push it along. Both the kids would start to holler, everything went wrong. Every nurse girl in the city used to look on him with pity. Then he'd push it along. And they must have the college. Sure, I ought to have brought some Perry Garrick instead of milk. He had two big bottles handy, one of milk and one of brandy. Then he'd push it along.